How are you, Mossy?
I'm just trying to get my composure after listening to Clarkey.
Coach is leading by example. Mossy, what you want to see?
Well, listen, I've got it on very good authority that Dwight will go against popular opinion and live in the MacArthur district.
Oh, fantastic.
When he coaches. So he has
might just have a little one better in the city as well.
I was just about to say. I'd say there'll be a penthouse apartment at Star City waiting for him. But no, he really wants to immerse himself in the MacArthur district, the community. He understands, you know, that it's not just about putting a team on the park every weekend. There's a lot of work to do out there to engage the fans. And he's deadly serious. He reached out to me through Mark Bosnich to already join the Coaches Association. So he's,
great.
You know, he wants to play a bigger part in the game here. He was here to start the A-League with Sydney FC, obviously. And he knows that we've plateaued a little bit. And he's a crucial player, I think, in a coaching capacity. To lift us to a new level.
Mossy, what's your take on last night? Again, as Mido mentioned, 70,000, great turnout, awesome game of football. But there's been a bit of criticism come through our text line just around fans going to their first A-League game and it being this against Barcelona. Surely we're celebrating the fact that you're going. Doesn't matter who's playing, doesn't matter if it's your first game. Surely the fact that you're going to watch the All-Stars versus Barcelona has to be a positive for football in this country.
Mate, those critics will find a rain cloud on a sunny day.
Very true.
Like, you know, at the end of the day, last night was absolutely magnificent.
Awesome, yeah.
It was exactly what the game is about, and that's to encourage and attract you know, those supporters who aren't rusted on football fans and the A-League All-Stars. I know it was Barcelona and that was the main attraction, but my golly, did we put on a show and there were some foreign players from the A-League in that lineup, there's no doubt, but some of the local boys as well. You know, Barca were the pre-match headline, but the post-match headline was Garin Qual, the young kid from Central Coast Mariners. He was unbelievable off the bench and he won't be in the A-League for very long. There's no doubt about it. But I thought it was a great festival of football.
Yeah.
I think there'll be more eyes on the A-League grand final on the weekend because of last night. Maybe at the ground, maybe not at the ground, maybe on TV. But either way, it spiked some interest, which is exactly what the intended outcome was.
Now, Mossy, you know, I watch the Premier League, and that'd be about the only competition I watch, and a little bit of A-League. But, you know, you always hear about you know, Man United being the biggest club in Europe. But or Liverpool, or whoever you want to, you know, come up with, but where does
support?
Where's Barcelona sit? Where are they? Oh,
mate, they are right up there, and look, they've had a couple of lean years by their standards. They went into financial crisis, and obviously, little Messi left as a result of that. But they are right up there. You talk about, you know, the biggest clubs in the world. You talk about Real Madrid. You talk about Manchester United. You talk about Liverpool. You talk about Barcelona. Like, they're always in that conversation. But it just goes to show that even the biggest clubs in the world can fall on lean times if they're not managed and led correctly. And Barcelona, through Xavi, the manager, and a new president and board, are slowly clawing their way back.
And do they go on a tour, or are they just straight to Australia, play one game, and then go home?
Yeah, I'm not sure where they're going after this. I mean, it's not unusual for these clubs, Loz, to have an end-of-season trip, and it's, you know, for them, it's about connecting with their fans on this side of the world, obviously, and giving them a chance to see them up close and personal. And I was really impressed with Barca, how they, you know, the lineup that they went with and that they played their stars. I thought that was real value for Aussies, and you know, they might have another game on the way home. Maybe not. Sometimes it's post-season, sometimes it's pre-season. This one was post-season for them.
Before we go overseas, this A-League Grand Final, Melbourne City, $1.75. Western United, $4.50. The draw, $3.70 on 10. And Paramount Plus, of course, on Saturday evening. That was the 90-minute market with Tab. Plenty of markets open. How do you see this playing out, Mossy?
What did you say Western United were? $4?
$4.50 in the 90-minute market.
And Melbourne City?
$1.75, the draw $3.70.
Tell you what, like, you know, championships and massive games are won generally on defence. And Western United have been the much, much the better defensive side this season. They haven't leaked too many goals. They had a little bit of a rough patch with about 6 weeks to go of the season, but Johnny Aloisi's plugged those gaps. I think, my goodness, I'll be putting a few dollars on Western United in normal time. I think they're a big, big chance. They've got an incredible spine of Jamie Young in goals, Leah Lacroix, Kilkenny in midfield, and Prijevic up front, who's a star. So they've got a really good spine, whereas Melbourne City have got Naboot, McLaren and Leckie up front and Tilio off the bench. So they've got a lethal front line. But I think West United are a good chance on the weekend.
And in the to lift trophy market, Melbourne City $1.38, Western United $3. So if you're keen on the underdog there and you think it might go to extra time and penalties, you're still getting $3. So, Mossy, you're talking me into it.
Yeah, well, I'd be backing West United in normal time, but I think if it does go to extra time and penalties, I think Melbourne City have probably got the experience because they've been there, done it over the last couple of seasons. Similar squad, Patrick Kuznorbo has been there, done it. Johnny Aloisi's first grand final, so I'd probably back Melbourne City in extra time and penalties. But in normal time, I'd definitely have a go at West United.
And Man City, mate, they wrapped up the Premier League over your Liverpool.
Oh, I hope you're going to move on to the Champions League final then, Loz. It was heartbreaking, mate. But you know what? As a Liverpool fan, if you give your best, you do everything you possibly can, you get pipped at the post by a team like Manchester City on the final day of the season, sometimes you've got to hold your hands up and say, well done, job well done. Jurgen Klopp got manager of the year, which was interesting given Pep steered Manchester City to the title. But I suppose when you're fighting for four trophies, as Klopp has been. Won two already and a third to come this weekend. I suppose it's a good shout, isn't it?
Oh, geez. And just before we get on to that, Leeds, I read they were the first team to get out of the relegation zone on the final day in 11 years. And I'm sure you know many Leeds fans, Mossy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got an affiliation with Leeds here, haven't we, Middo, with the likes of Harry Kewell, Mark Viduka, Jacob Burns, who played for them back in the day. And, it was, to be honest, you know, they do hold a place in my heart just because of that. So it was good to see. And, of course, that's notwithstanding the sorrow we feel for Burnley fans. But how good a final day was it? Like, yeah. Drama at both ends of the table. Just brilliant stuff.
Okay. Sunday morning, 5 a.m. Liverpool $2, Real Madrid $3.50, the draw $3.50. That is the 90-minute market. A rematch of the 2018 Champions League final, which didn't go to plan, to say the least, for Liverpool there in Kyiv in the Ukraine. It was 3-1. How does this one play out?
Liverpool 2-1 in 90 minutes. Mane, anytime goal scorer. That's how it plays out. And Real Madrid, there's some talk that they may start Eden Hazard and Gareth Bale. That would be interesting. Obviously, both players know Liverpool very, very well from their time in the Premier League. That'll be an interesting selection from Carlo Ancelotti. But certainly, I'm backing Liverpool in this one. I just think that all the stars are aligning for them to get revenge and go on and win it in 90 minutes, 2-1. Mane, the superhero for Liverpool.
Okay, you're getting $13 for that same-game multi, Mossy's same-game multi for the Champions League final, 2-1. Mane, anytime goal scorer, $13. And I've seen that Mane is going to give an answer on his future after the final as well. And Mo Salah says he's staying at Anfield next season for sure, but he wouldn't be drawn on whether he'll extend his deal, which runs out in June next year, Mossy.
Sign him for life, please. It's been going on too long, but you know, every good thing comes to an end, of course. But good news is he's committed to next season, and then let's play the cards that were dealt at the time. But gee whiz, can you imagine a Liverpool lineup without Mane and without Salah?
What a success it's been!
They've been very successful. Talking about successful, how are Man United going to go under their new manager?
Well, it needs an atomic bomb. To start with, and then he's got to rebuild because there's nothing good about that place at the moment, and that's even coming from my friends who are avid, lifelong Manchester United fans. Massive, massive job for the new manager coming in.
The fans don't like him. They're not giving him time, the fans.
No, that's right. And
you know they call him now.
What?
Eric, 10 months.
Oh, my God.
That's true. That's what the fans are saying.
Yeah, I believe you.
Well, I'll give you the tip. You're not rebuilding a resort in 10 months.
He hasn't managed a game.
That's what they're calling him. Eric, 10 months.
What they say about Ange Postecoglou at Celtic.
Yeah.
But Ange Postecoglou is what they said.
Mossy.
Not saying that anymore.
Let's hope we're
You can steal that too, by the way, Mossy. I know you will.
And I'll own it.
That's very you.
Thanks, Loz. About time you gave me something. It feels like our relationship's all one way.
Yeah. Sorry, buddy.
Let's hope we're talking about number 7 next week, Mossy. Thank you.
Good on you, boys. Take care.